When we think about the Christmas story as the Lord revealed it to us in the New Testament, we can think about how the Lord teaches us about it in the book of Matthew. And we learn about the angel coming to Joseph and the wise men who saw the star that led them to where the Lord was born. And then how Mary and Joseph went down to Egypt and then returned later when it was safe. Or we can look in the Gospel of Luke and we can learn about Elizabeth and Zacharias and Mary and the shepherds and learn about how the shepherds saw the bright light around the angels who announced to them that the Lord was born on earth and told them where to go when they appeared to them that evening. But in the Gospel of John, the Lord teaches us about his birth on earth as well. But in the Gospel of John, we don't read about the three wise men, or the shepherds, or even Mary and Joseph, or even the manger where the Lord was born. In the Gospel of John, we read about the Word being made flesh. We read about beholding his glory. Glory is light that comes from the Lord through the Word, shining to the whole world. We read about in the Gospel of John how this light appears in the darkness and how this light was the true light. So when we read about the Christmas story in the Gospel of John, the Lord helps us see how he brought light to the world. But that image of bringing light to the world by the Lord being born on earth, that's also in the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke as well. You remember when the wise men saw the star, it says, having seen the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. The light from the star showed the wise men where to go to find the Lord. That light shined on the truth that the Lord was born on earth. So there is light from the Lord in the story about the wise men. In Luke, when we start at the beginning of the story of the Lord being born on earth, perhaps we remember Zacharias and how Zacharias did not believe Gabriel when Gabriel told him that he would be having a child. But then finally he decided he was going to do what Gabriel said and believe what Gabriel said and write down, John will be his name. And then he could speak again. And when he spoke, he talked about the Lord and who the Lord was. And one of the things he said was that the Lord was a dayspring from on high. Now, maybe you've heard that phrase before, a dayspring from on high. But let's take a moment to picture what that means when Zacharias said that the Lord would be a dayspring from on high. On high means up high, of course, and you can think of any of the mountains around here that you see when you look out. And then the dayspring is the sunrise. So the sunrise way up high, shining down. And then Zacharias said, because he was moved by the Holy Spirit of the Lord to say this, he said it would appear to them the light from the dayspring on high who sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet in peace. So you can picture the star lighting up the way for the wise men, the dayspring from on high lighting up the valley so people could walk and follow the Lord in peace. But also the shepherds. The shepherds saw the heavenly host in the sky. And it says, the glory of the Lord shone round about them. You can picture them at night out in their fields, and then a wonderful light lighting up the entire sky with angels in the middle, telling them that the Lord had been born on earth. And then finally, near the end of the Christmas story, another explanation of how the Lord brings light to the world through being born on earth. You may remember Simeon. Simeon was a very old man by the time the Lord was born. And the Lord had promised to Simeon that Simeon would not die until he saw the Lord. So Simeon was in Jerusalem. He was at the temple. And Mary and Joseph came with the baby Lord to the temple. And Simeon saw them, and he knew that was the Lord, who he had been waiting to see, who he knew he would see before he died. And there the Lord was as a little infant. So Simeon took him up in his arms and blessed him. And this is part of what Simeon said. that the Lord was light for revelation to the nations, that by the Lord being born on earth, light would come to reveal all sorts of truths to the nations that were in the Word. So we can see how important and how central this idea that the Lord teaches us about in the Gospel of John, that the Lord would bring light to the darkness, how important that is to all parts of the Christmas story. So what kind of light did the Lord bring to the darkness? Certainly he brought the star to the wise men, the heavenly host to the shepherds. But spiritually, the most important light that the Lord brought to the human race was to light up the darkness of our minds that had lost an understanding of who he was. The Lord lights up our minds now when we read this Christmas story with the idea that the Lord is a divine human God. The Lord God Jesus Christ, the one and only God of heaven and earth. Without this light from the Word that he shines into our minds, we wouldn't know who the Lord is. We wouldn't know who to pray to. We wouldn't know who to picture when we think about God. But now when we say our prayers and we read the Word, because the Lord came on earth, we picture the Lord Jesus Christ as the one and only God. Because he walked this very earth over 2,000 years ago. And if we're in heaven someday, when we see the Lord, we will recognize him because of these very teachings. Because he came on earth as the Lord God Jesus Christ. Now, the function of knowing who the Lord is through the Word is a very, very important function, and the Lord teaches us about that in the heavenly doctrine. He says that no conjunction with heaven is possible unless somewhere on the earth there is a church that has the Word, and that by means of the Word, the Lord is known. Without that, there would be no conjunction with heaven. And this is what almost disappeared before the Lord was born. If there had been no conjunction with heaven through knowing who the Lord was through the Word, we're taught in the heavenly doctrine that the entire human race would have perished. But the Lord came on earth and took on a human form which he made divine in order to save humanity forever. And then the Lord teaches us so much more about this in the internal sense of the Word so we can know the Lord even better. And as a result of this, the light from the Lord that began at his first coming shines even brighter than it did before. That is why, when we read the Word, we meet the Lord there. And as we read in Apocalypse Revealed, when we read the Word, there is something intimately affecting the heart and spirit, which flows in with light into the understanding and bears witness. That light bears witness to the Lord. That's why the prophet said in Isaiah, in chapter 9, verse 2, "The people walking in darkness shall see a great light. Those who dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them shall the light shine." Amen.